Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Anne-Marie got in touch with us. And Anne-Marie, you got in contact to tell us about an issue that you had travelling just this week. What happened?
So, Andrea, we were coming home from a family holiday from Madeira on Monday night. We were travelling with Ryanair. We're a party of five travelling with an elderly, my father-in-law, who is in a wheelchair. He's got quite limited mobility. So we would always book special assistance, literally where he gets lifted up into the aircraft. And we've always had the most incredible experience.
Yeah.
We bring him to Madeira every year. We've always had a wonderful experience travelling with him. Upon arrival in Madeira Airport on Monday evening, so I suppose to explain what normally happens and what happens on the way out from Dublin is that we check in as a group.
Yeah.
We go to special assistance. They take you to the check-in desk. So it's separate to a regular queuing system, if you like.
Yeah.
And then what may happen, depending on how busy the airport is, they'll say, all of you can't come with us through the shorter queues. One of you can stay with him and the rest of you can go to the normal process and we will meet you at X point at X time.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. Or
and
if it's quiet,
pretty,
we
it's
all
pretty
go
smooth, Anne-Marie, isn't it?
Really smooth. And we
I have some experience with
completely
this myself,
and we all fly through sometimes with him. But what I'm saying is you can get separated, but they always allow a family member, usually his wife, with him. So we arrived in Madeira Airport. We got the disability assistance to bring out the wheelchair, got him out of the taxi into the airport, and we were waiting at the disability area, and they said they'd come and get us when the check-in desks were open. Meanwhile, the queues were starting, you know, at the check-in desk, before the check-in desk waits. So then they came and they got us, and they brought us around, so there was somebody ahead of us, and then when they got seen through, we were brought up to the check-in desk. The check-in lady points to our father-in-law in the wheelchair to say, you can only check him in by himself, you can't go. And we were like, sorry, what? So effectively what she meant was that he and his bag could get checked in, but we had to go to the back of the queue and start the regular check-in process.
Which could have taken a lengthy period of time, I'm sure.
The queue was huge. Plus, we're saying we were probably already in 30 minutes into the check-in open time, if you know what I mean. So time was ticking. So we tried to argue, we tried to plea. My husband went to talk to the manager. There was just no lockdown. And then the special assistance person that was with us was speaking in Portuguese to them. I was back and forth. And he was like, I have never heard of this before. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why this has happened now. And she was like, this is what we've been told today. This is what's happening. And we were saying, this wasn't communicated to us. This change in policy that happened midway through our journey is very different to the experience that we had coming out.
And just to be clear as well, Anne-Marie, sorry, just cut across you for a moment. This didn't happen in Dublin. This happened on your return leg in Madeira.
Exactly, exactly. But it was a Ryanair policy.
Right, yeah.
This is what she was saying to us. And it was just like talking to just a wall. There was no movement on it. We were pleading, we were saying he cannot be left by himself. He needs one of us with him, whether it's particularly his son, so his son can help him out of his chair if he's needed assistance along with the person who's with him from the disability services. No, and then obviously he's getting very upset. We're getting very upset. So then it's like, okay, just join the back of the queue because at this stage, we just got to get through here. So we joined the back of the queue, got back up eventually to the desk to be told, no, you've got to go back and redo the bags on the bag and tag machine. Now, there's four of us, different ages, you know, child to an elderly woman. We're trying to keep an eye on my father-in-law, who's away now over in the special assistance area at the, you know, the start of the airport.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, Madeira Airport is relatively small in comparison to other airports. And that was our saving grace in this whole process. After about 20 minutes messing around with the machines, they then conceded, okay, you can go and check in at the desk. I was like, are you actually trying to just give us all a nervous breakdown? We got checked in and next thing we look around and my father-in-law was nowhere to be seen. So we ring and it's like they've gone on ahead because they're actually concerned that they're not going to get him through in time. And then they realise and they get up to security, all the boarding cards are on the Ryanair app, which is on my phone, because we're on one booking. And you know the way you can't print off the boarding cards anymore? So this highlights this as well. So he's up there without a boarding card. So we belt on up to get through. We get up there. He's not there because they've come back down to try and find us. So there's all this drama and chaos through the airport as we're trying to navigate getting through. We get through security. It was crazy busy. At this stage, we're all so stressed. And you know when you're really stressed, you're not thinking clearly. You're not on it as much as you would normally be.
She was very distressing, Anne-Marie. And I'm sure, I mean, your poor father-in-law and everybody in the party.
Yes, and we were upset. And we were, he was really upset because he had been left by himself. He didn't know. He couldn't see us from where he was. So he was very distressed as to what was happening. He was feeling really vulnerable being by himself. And this is a new thing that happens. This has never happened to us before. So it's not that we didn't read some email or that we ignored a guideline set out. That was a complete left field type of scenario. And that's just not right. Not when you're traveling with somebody who is in a wheelchair and you're kind of up against it and trying to get through the process
as
it is.
Well, if there's a change in policy, you need to be told of that, particularly if it's, you know, if it's happening
exactly
midway in the trip.
And I don't know whether it's a specific to Madeira Airport or it's a wider Ryanair policy. But we when we got through security, we ride down a passport control to find that one of our party has actually misplaced their passport in all the chaos up at security.
Oh, God.
So we had that going on as well. And that was all driven from we were all so stressed and freaking out from leaving check-in, because at this stage it was like our flight was closing boarding in 10 minutes. And we were just, only that Madeira is so small is the reason we made the flight, but absolutely not because of Ryanair in any way whatsoever. The special assistant people couldn't have been more helpful. They were extraordinary.
It wasn't their issue. They were saying it's a Ryanair issue, a policy change.
The Ryanair, he was like, I don't know why they're doing this. I don't know why this has happened today. And we were one of the last flights out that evening. It was an evening flight, Andrea. So obviously that person, that special assistance person had been dealing with people through the day, and that hadn't appeared across the whole day.
So when you got home, I take it you got onto Ryanair, Anne-Marie.
Yes. So I emailed Ryanair yesterday to explain my situation, and I basically explained it just as we've spoken.
Yeah.
And they emailed me back. Now, I'm pretty sure it's an AI response because it came through pretty quickly to say, we note that you're raising a concern about the check-in process as a wheelchair user. Please be aware, if you book special assistance, you must check in at the special assistant desk. All special assistance requirements are handled for us by Airport Special Assistance Company. And if you want to make a query or a complaint about them, you do it with them. I mailed back to say, I don't have a complaint with special assistance. I have an issue with your change in policy upon hearing about us when we went to check in. Please reread my letter and get back to me. And they basically replied back this morning or last night with the same response again. So I don't even know if they're even reading my letter, but they're certainly not interested.
Well, when we got your email, we've made contact with Ryanair to see what the situation is. But I take, Anne-Marie, from what you're telling us today, your question, and the reason you wanted to highlight this for other passengers or listeners, is that really your question for Ryanair today is it the case that people travelling via special assistance through airports with Ryanair can now only do so on their own and they can't have a check-in companion? Is that the question really
exactly
for Ryanair?
Exactly. So the check-in companion is it now that they have to join the main queue so they get separated? That is my question. Absolutely.
Because if that is a change in policy, you know, if that's a Ryanair change in policy, that's a decision for themselves. But you want, you know, for anybody that uses special assistance at the airport, you want other passengers to be aware if this is a change in case, or is it only a change in policy, for instance, at Madeira Airport, but passengers need to be aware of this?
Exactly. And I think it not being highlighted is just an extraordinary failure on their part.
Well,
and it shows a real lack of consideration for a wheelchair user.
Well, we'll see what they say. And as I said, we have reached out to them and asked them for a response in relation to your
Brilliant.
Query today. Can I ask you, just before I let you go, Anne-Marie, your father-in-law, I mean, now that you've come back and things are settled, how is he? You know, I'm sure the whole thing was distressing for him.
You know, it was really distressing, and we had a wonderful time away.
Good.
And it gave him confidence around, I suppose, him navigating the world as it is when he depends on other people to help him. And this situation really threw him, in the sense of he felt vulnerable. He felt like a nuisance. He felt like he shouldn't be travelling because he was made feel so, I suppose, isolated. You know,
well, the last thing you want to do is put the man off travelling. I mean, you know, that's the last
exactly,
thing anyone wants. Yeah, and
exactly,
for the family as well, it's upsetting.
It is upsetting, and it is what we felt is that the efforts of the, if you like, the effects of a holiday in terms of relaxation and restoration and all that, they just kind of wiped it away in that hour and a half experience. And it would make him, I think twice, and we would really have to convince him hard to go again. That we would find a way, yes, that we would find a way to navigate that. But it was certainly through him, I would say.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not right.
Well, it's if it is the case that it's a change in policy, you know, it's right to be highlighted, and we're going to try and ascertain if that is the case. As I said, we've reached out to Ryanair to see if we can get a response. Anne-Marie, listen, thank you for getting in touch with us and sharing your experience with us. I hope it hasn't totally now tarnished the holiday, you know, and you enjoyed it all the same. And
not at all.
It was
absolutely, you know,
good.
Wonderful. And we're so lucky to have us. And thank you so much. I do appreciate it, because I really feel highlighting it's Ryanair aren't going to get back to me.
We'll see what response we get back from them. Anne-Marie, thank you very much for joining us in the programme today.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.